This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! To experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. Welcome to the show. The very first news of the day, I think, is that Trump put out a tweet on Truth Social and vowing that his first act as president will be to free the J6 hostages. And he didn't say protesters or prisoners. He said the word hostages. Here it is. His tweet, but it's not a tweet. His Truth Social post, or his truth, is my first acts as your next president will be to close the border, drill, baby, drill, and free the January 6th hostages being wrongfully imprisoned, Trump said. So, I just think that's great news. Who could argue with that? In other words, that's what I've been saying for, 3.5 years now. Who would support the Biden agenda? That's why I think the election was stolen. Nobody in their right mind wants an open border. Trump wants to close it. Nobody in their right mind wants America to be energy dependent on our enemies in the Middle East and our enemies in Venezuela and our enemies in Russia, right? Who would want that? And nobody wants these people to be put in prison when it turns out that the transcripts from January 6th show that Trump asked for 10 to 20,000 National Guard troops and the Capitol Police turned him down because the Capitol Police, I believe it's an opinion show, were creating an entrapment in a coordination and in a conspiracy with Nancy Pelosi and the Biden administration that wasn't even in office yet. They were creating a conspiracy to destroy Trump and stick the knife in the MAGA movement and destroy the America First movement and put Trump warriors in prison. So instead of having 20,000 National Guard troops, there was nobody there to stop a riot. And then the police were told to shoot projectiles into the crowd that was doing nothing wrong. And people got hysterical and people were choking from the tear gas. And people were hurt by the projectiles. And then police started clubbing people. And I got to tell you something. Nobody in the world likes police more than me. I am the most pro-police human being in the entire world. You'll never find one more pro-police. But if a cop clubbed me in the middle of a riot situation, I'd take the club and I'd smash him in the face. Of course that's what you're going to do. If someone starts clubbing you for no reason, breaking your bones, bruising you, hurting you in ways that you can't believe the pain from a club, for no reason, you've done nothing wrong, or they're clubbing a woman right in front of you, of course you're going to attack them, throw them to the ground, and take the club away from them. The minute you do that, 10 years in prison. This whole thing was a setup to take great patriots who are also usually macho fighters and put them in a position where they fight the police and we look like the bad guys. Because the police were put in a position and ordered to shoot projectiles and tear gas at patriots who'd done nothing wrong. If there were 10, 20,000 National Guard troops, nothing would have happened as Trump wanted. They would have protected the crowd. They would have protected the Capitol. And nothing would have ever happened. But it played out exactly the way the bad guys and the DOJ and the FBI and the Capitol Police and Nancy Pelosi and the Biden administration to be wanted it to play out. To take away, to distract, a weapon of mass distraction, WMD, to distract from the idea that the election was stolen and to stop the steal. That was the point of the protest, stop the steal. And instead, they managed to distract from the steal. So no one noticed this deal anymore because all anyone talked about was this terrible insurrection at the Capitol. Now Trump's first act will be to pardon the January 6th hostages. Good stuff, good stuff. And then transcripts of the January 6th committee also prove that they lied about Trump attacking the Secret Service. First of all, they kept the fact that Trump wanted 10 to 20,000 Secret Service troops at the Capitol. They kept that away from the public and from the media. So first of all, they killed a story that would benefit Trump, and then they lied about Trump attacking the Secret Service. Secret testimony newly released of the January 6th committee shows a witness testified that then-President Donald Trump had not wrestled with a Secret Service agent and indeed requested troops to protect the Capitol. This is all a Liz Cheney. That sniveling piece of human garbage, Liz Cheney, who lied about everything. This deep state plant, Liz Cheney, this non-Republican who calls herself a Republican, Liz Cheney, whose only goal in life was to destroy Donald Trump. It was all hidden by the committee as they played up sensational claims that they knew were untrue. How disgusting. Cheney boosted the accusations by former Trump aide Cassidy Hutchinson, who claimed publicly to great media fanfare that Trump had tried to commandeer his presidential vehicle to drive to the Capitol riot. And it just wasn't true, and they knew it wasn't true. They made it up. Everything is made up against Trump by the deep state. Amazing. And then we find out from testimony today of the special counselor and special prosecutor, Robert Hur, in front of Congress, that President Biden forgot the year of his son Beau's death, and he forgot about Trump's election. President Biden's confused key dates in his October interview with special counsel Robert Hur, forgetting which year his son Beau died of brain cancer, as well as the year Donald Trump was elected president. By the way, Trump was elected president in 2016. Everybody in America knows that, except the biggest idiots who vote Democrat. Everybody knows that, but Joe Biden didn't know that. That's the man running our country. That's the man whose finger is on the nuclear button. Good luck. During discussion of why he kept sensitive papers after leaving the vice presidency in 2017, Biden launched into a rambling explanation. In other words, this is the interview of Robert Hur, special prosecutor of Biden, and it's all being laid out in front of Congress now. He laid out a rambling explanation in which he said Beau died in 2015, was deployed, or is dying after he left office in 2017. I don't know. This was what, 2017, 2018, that area, said Biden. And then when asked, where did you keep the papers after leaving office as vice president when you were living at the Chain Bridge Road in Virginia? Biden says, remember, in this time frame, my son is either deployed or dying. And so it was. And by the way, there were a lot of people at the time when I got out of the Senate that were encouraging me to run in this period, except the president, Biden said, referring to Barack Obama. I'm not, and not a mean thing to say. He just thought that she, Hillary, had a better shot at winning the presidency than I did. What month did Beau die? Oh, God. May 30th. At that point, White House lawyer Rachel Cotton and an unidentified man reminded Biden that his son died in 2015. Was it 2015? He had died. Biden responded, it was May of 2015, he was told. It was 2015, Biden responded. So it's really amazing. You've got a man as president. How did he give the State of the Union? What drugs did they give him? How did they drug him so he gave a decent State of the Union speech? I mean, it was a horrible speech. It was a vicious speech. It was a disgusting speech. It was the most attack President Trump, denigrate President Trump, demonize President Trump speech ever given in the history of the State of the Union, which is supposed to be about how great the country is and the things you've done as president to make it greater. It's not supposed to be a campaign speech attacking your opponent. And that's what it was, unfortunately and sadly. But the question remains, how was he able to give that speech when we know he's rambling like an old man who should be put into a nursing home? Amazing. Let me give you a few more highlights of this testimony, because I think it's very important. And then I'll get to some important news about the COVID vaccine that's out as well. So Matt Gaetz presses the former special counsel Robert Hur over not charging the Biden ghostwriter. Ghostwriter for Biden's memoir allegedly deleted audio recordings of the president discussing classified documents. And Matt Gaetz presses her and says, what does somebody have to do? In other words, if you're a Republican, you could spit on the sidewalk, you go to prison. You could put gum under a table, you go to prison. You can jaywalk, you go to prison. You could drive 66 in a 65 zone, you go to prison. But if you're a Democrat, nothing. Nothing will ever get you put in prison. It's truly amazing. What does someone have to do to get charged with obstruction of justice by you? Gaetz said to her, suggesting the special counsel let this guy, this ghostwriter, Mark Zwanitzer, the ghostwriter on Biden's memoir, Promise Me Dad, off the hook for deleting evidence. According to her's much-publicized report on the classified documents probe, Zwanitzer erased audio files in his possession that contained significant evidentiary value related to the documents held by Biden. In other words, Biden read him classified information. The two of them should both be in prison, and he erased it, which is a cover-up, and which is fraud, and nothing's been done. Nothing ever gets done against Democrats. And everything a Republican does puts you in the crosshairs of a special prosecutor. All right, MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. 27 deeply discounted items are available right now at MyPillow's clearance sale. Get up to 80% off. They've got everything. Don't forget, this is Mike Lindell, the great patriot and American hero who stood up to the deep state in the D.C. swamp. Go to MyPillow to check out. Use the promo code WAR to get the biggest sale price, up to 80% off. WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. MyPillow.com, promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Cameo Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now. So they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, wait on Route 333's on fire. You know, RFK, listen, if you listened to the show yesterday, if you tuned into the show yesterday on Lindell TV or listened on USA Audio Network, you know that I wrote a commentary about Donald Trump and about what he should be saying about the COVID vaccine, how he could turn it into a win-win, some things he could do without ever admitting he was wrong, without ever saying he was wrong. And I mentioned one of those things was to name RFK Jr. as his special counsel to head an investigation into Big Pharma and the COVID vaccine. So I'm obviously a fan of RFK Jr. when it comes to certain limited areas. I think he's a big liberal. I think he's the Kennedy family. I can never trust him. Any Republican that thought he'd make a great VP for Trump is smoking something, and I know it's not a cigarette. It's one of those funny cigarettes. He cannot be trusted. He's a Kennedy, and he's a liberal, but he's great on vaccines. He's been right all along on vaccines. He's got great integrity about vaccines. And so I want him to be the guy who investigates Big Pharma, which would strike fear into Big Pharma. But as far as president of the United States, you know, I ixnayed him for VP, and I was right, and I will ixnay him for president. Big story out at the UK Daily Mail right now. RFK Jr. wants Aaron Rodgers as his vice presidential running mate. I don't know what to say anymore. You know, America's really gone bananas. And RFK Jr. running with Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the New York Jets, on a presidential ticket is kind of funny. But I don't know where he gets that from. He says his choices are either Aaron Rodgers or Jesse the Body Ventura. Oh, God, that's some run, isn't it? I mean, he's becoming a circus sideshow. You don't hear anything about him. You hear Trump is ahead substantially for president over Joe Biden. You don't even see RFK mentioned. When he is mentioned, all that happens is he gets a few percent. It comes straight from Biden, which is good. He hurts the Democrat ticket, and Trump is ahead by even more. But RFK has delusions of grandeur. He's not going to be the president of the United States as an independent. That's not happening. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health changed my life because of what I lost and what I gained. It's not a traditional weight loss program. I didn't lose any weight, but I did lose 25 pounds of fat in only 88 days, gained 10 pounds of muscle in those same 88 days, and have kept all the fat off and kept all the muscle on. I also gained 2 new TV shows at the age of 61. I'm now 62, going on 63. Nobody's ever gotten 2 TV shows at the age of 61 in the history of Hollywood or the history of the TV industry. And I'll have more announcements coming up in the next 2 weeks about another new TV show. So now I'll gain a TV show almost 63 years old. I lost years in my face. It reversed aged me. That made all the difference in the world. I'll be on this program for life, and now's your chance to be like Wayne. Energized Health is offering my fans the Wayne Allen Root War 40% off discount. 40% off. Just say war and get 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call directly. Probably the best way to do it. 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Or go to Energized Health. Continuing with the Biden story in his testimony about, you know, how he handled classified documents. The special prosecutor, Robert Hur, H-U-R, he says Biden lied when he insisted he did not share classified information with his ghostwriter. He did, and then the ghostwriter destroyed the evidence. Hur also admits Biden tried to change classified documents scandal report before it was publicly released. He released a 345-page report on his investigation of stolen classified documents, and Biden's documents were scattered all over the place in damaged cardboard boxes and unlocked drawers at the Penn Biden Center. The documents were also easily accessible in Biden's Delaware garage and his basement den. He admitted that Biden's right to change his report before it was released. According to Politico, a letter to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, Biden's lawyers lashed out at the DOJ for depicting Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. They wanted him to change the wording. I mean, we have nothing but fraud and cover-ups. And finally, Joe Biden admitted to campaigning from his basement in 2020 during the Robert Hur interview. He admitted he campaigned from his basement. He said during the interview, "The pandemic has started to kick in, and so I knew, if you notice, and I don't blame them, they, the quick criticism of me, Biden should go back in his tunnel and campaign from his basement again. But what we did, we set up a theater in a Delaware store where I could go on television from, I could appear, I could do, and so I needed some of that furniture in Delaware, and so that's what I picked out to send to Delaware for that reason, because we were campaigning out of our basement." And Hur responded, "I see." Oh, my God. This man has his finger on the nuclear button. He couldn't run a Dairy Queen. If you asked him for large versus small, he couldn't get the size of the cone right.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. Special Counsel Robert Hur, who conducted the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents, faced scrutiny on Capitol Hill Tuesday from both Democrats and Republicans. Democrats pressed Hur during the hearing for characterizing Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory, while Hur defended his report, stating the assessment was relevant. Republicans questioned Hur about his decision not to charge Biden for possessing documents. Inflation is lasting longer than expected by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. The dispute surrounding a contentious education law in Florida is nearing resolution as the state reached a settlement this week regarding the parental rights in education law. The agreement specifies that the legislation only limits discussions on gender identity and sexual orientation within instructional settings. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Oh,
Root to Root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Boy, is the country on fire, huh? If we don't get Trump in November, you're not going to be able to put the fire out, trust me. And by the way, if you get Trump in November, you better get Trump in November. We have to get Trump in November. I think there's going to be massive riots. 30 million illegals are going to be rioting to try and not be deported. That's the army they've sent to destroy this country. It's a new version of Black Lives Matter. It'll be illegal immigrant lives matter. It's going to be illegal alien lives matter. It's going to be undocumented lives matter, whatever word you want to use. Boy, we got some cleaning up to do. Sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we got a great guest for you. President Donald J. Trump's personal attorneys with us, Will Scharf. But let me mention the sponsor, because they're the ones who make sure you get to watch this show and listen to this show for free. It's Pet Club 24/7. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dogs, Bubba and Buddy. Nothing. The most important thing we could do for our pets is help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of animals. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from top institutions like MD Anderson and Sloan Kettering. All pets benefit from this natural supplement, dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. There are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. That's PC247Health.com. Once you do anything for your pet, I would do anything for mine. That's why you go to PC247Health.com. You don't need to enter any promo code, because automatically when you get there, it's a site designed just for my fans, and you get the big discounts for being listeners or viewers or fans of Wayne Allyn Root. PC247Health.com. All right, our guest Will Scharf is here, President Donald J. Trump's personal attorney, former federal prosecutor, candidate for Attorney General of Missouri. Will Scharf, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Doing great. Really great to be with you this evening.
Great to be with you. The Supreme Court will rule on President Trump's presidential immunity several months from now. Trump asked the judge to delay the New York Stormy Daniels hush money trial until the Supreme Court rules. What do you think about this whole thing, and where do you think the ruling will come down?
Well, first of all, with respect to this New York DA case, it's worth noting that President Trump has been indicted for essentially non-crimes. This is a case that President Biden's own Department of Justice declined to prosecute. So the fact that then the New York DA has gone out there and strung together just an absurd case, all as part of this broader campaign of election interference against President Trump, should be offensive to all right-minded Americans. Presidential immunity is a very, very serious issue. We're going to be in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on April 25th arguing that. We'd expect them to take a couple months to finally decide that issue after that. In the meantime, all of these cases where presidential immunity is a potential defense or where it's implicated should be stayed. They should be held in abeyance. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if that's going to happen in New York, but it certainly should.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. I want to get your, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I was pre-law for 4 years at Columbia University, but I never became an attorney. I went into business, and I want to ask your opinion, Will Scharf, as the not only attorney, but a candidate for attorney general of the great state of Missouri. You know, presidential immunity, it's an interesting thing. I see both sides. Obviously, I'm a Trump guy, and I see the Trump side, which is how can you not have immunity as president, because every time that the new guy comes to office, you'd be charged with crimes for everything you did during your administration. So you can't run a country like that, so I get it. On the other hand, if we now rule in Trump's favor for presidential immunity, won't that encourage Joe Biden to now commit real crimes, knowing that he can never be prosecuted because he's got immunity for everything he does? So it can't be blanket immunity. It should be some sort of immunity for all the minor stuff they're charging Trump with, but not for major stuff like, you know, breaking the United States Constitution and allowing a foreign invasion and waving them all in. That's a real crime. Taking bribes is a real crime. Trump didn't commit any real crimes. He should get immunity for the garbage they're charging him with. But what do we do about the real crimes that are committed by Biden and future presidents, or Obama, who spied on Trump? There's a real crime. Thoughts?
Yeah, so our view, and this is informed by the Constitution, by centuries of precedent, is that a president cannot be criminally prosecuted for his official acts in office unless he is first impeached and convicted by the House and Senate. So taking a bribe is actually a quintessentially private act.
Right.
There's nothing
there
about our immunity argument that would cover that.
Good.
What we're talking about core presidential acts, though, here, most notably President Trump's efforts to have the Department of Justice investigate election fraud in the aftermath of 2020. There's absolutely no reason why a president shouldn't have immunity for core presidential functions like that. And that's really what we're arguing about at the Supreme Court.
Right, I like it. You answered all my questions except for one, just one. What about a president who willfully welcomes the entire world in and allows a foreign invasion of the United States to change the demographics of America, to ensure that Democrats win every future election, to ensure that capitalism is destroyed? Is that, I mean, that's kind of an official act and decision by a president, so that would then get immunity, I guess, right?
I think President Biden should be impeached and convicted for all of the things that you just mentioned. And at that point, presidential immunity would no longer come into play.
Oh, that's great.
What we're talking about here is really important. I mean, this is the core of our constitutional system of separation of powers. In Marbury v. Madison, Chief Justice Marshall said basically that it's not for the courts to sit in judgment over a president's decision making. And it's really important that presidents have the ability to exercise their duties without having this fear of criminal prosecution hanging over their shoulders. President Trump has said that if we don't have immunity, the presidency itself will essentially cease to exist. So we're looking to vindicate core constitutional principles here while also obviously defending President Trump. And I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court sees things our way. It's really important.
No, you split the baby. Exactly. You did it exactly the way I wanted it done. I think it's wonderful. You are to be commended, Will Scharf. That's fantastic. A president has official duties. You can never prosecute him for just doing the things a president has to do and making decisions a president has to do. But when a president veers from that and commits actual crimes and then gets impeached and convicted, then they're totally able to be indicted on criminal charges and in the future convicted. So I think that's great. I'm 100% for everything you're arguing. Good stuff. The Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that Trump must be allowed to remain on the ballot in Colorado. I assume that means you're allowed on the ballot in all 50 states. In other words, this was not a ruling just about Colorado, right? In other words, now nobody can take him off the ballot on the charge of inciting an insurrection, correct?
That's correct. This applies to all 50 states. The Supreme Court held 9-0 that no state has the authority under the 14th Amendment to strip a candidate off the ballot. And it's really important. It's not just about President Trump's rights to stand for election. It's also about all of our rights to pick a candidate of our choice next November. So we were very excited, not just that the Supreme Court ruled in our favor, but also that it was a unanimous opinion. Even the liberals on the court agreed with us that what these left-wing activists were trying to do was fundamentally unconstitutional.
Yes, and you know what's so silly? I've said this before, that when you do something so unconstitutional, you know, you think you get the last laugh if it passes and if it becomes the law, but then it's used against you eventually. So it's so dumb of Democrats to want to do it to us when we get in office, we're just going to do the exact same thing to them. It's just, you know, foolish. It makes no sense, except if you believe that you've now allowed the entire world into America, 30 million illegals by the time Biden is done with his fourth year, and then you're never going to elect another Republican president, and you probably won't have a Republican Senate or House, and therefore they can do anything they want to us forevermore, and we can't do anything to them. I think, Will, that's what they're trying to do. That's what they want to accomplish. That's their goal, to have this be a one-party nation, and they could prosecute us and use the IRS and government agencies to destroy us, and we can never hit back because we'll never be in power again.
Yeah, when you look at the chaos at the border, it strains credulity to say that this is accidental or that this isn't part of a bigger plan. I think
right.
Joe Biden has all the authority that he needs to close off the border today. His failure to do so speaks to exactly what you're talking about. Having this flood of illegal immigrants coming across the border isn't sort of a side effect of the Democrats' plan. It is, in fact, their plan. And that's what's so scary about where the modern left is on that issue and other issues as well.
Have you ever seen anything like what's happening in New York? You know, I was born and raised in New York, and I'm embarrassed to say I'm from New York. Thank God I got out of there. The crap hole of New York that's now turned into a communist, you know, free-for-all, communist color revolution. Does it not appear that they're lynching President Trump, trying to steal his entire, you know, net worth, his assets, trying to separate him from the Trump buildings? And if they could, they grab Mar-a-Lago, too, all under fake charges, and a judge, you know, it's like a circus. I've never seen anything like it, Will. Will, they're telling me in my ear we're running to an ad break. Do you have time to stay for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay through the break. I want to get your answer to that. What's happening in New York is so beyond the pale. Now, in order to appeal, he's got to put up, you know, $500 million. You know, there's almost no one in the world who can do that, who's got the cash or can get the appraisals done in time before the Attorney General, Letitia James, starts stealing his assets. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Communist attack upon America. It's Trump now. Soon it's going to be all of you and me, all of us. All right, we're headed to a break. We'll be back with Will Scharf, President Donald Trump's personal attorney, former federal prosecutor, now candidate for Attorney General of the great state of Missouri. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Every day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Fire. Welcome back, Lindell TV, as well as USA Audio Network. We got a great guest, Will Scharf, President Trump's personal attorney, now running for Attorney General of Missouri. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment before I get back to Will Scharf. The sponsor is War Beef, a survival food product for all of you. They actually took the domain name War Beef just for my fans. War standing for Wayne Allyn Root. And the theory is that you got to pray for the best, and you got to fight for the best, but you got to prepare for the worst. You never know what's coming, and our country really is under attack. And so that's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life, only premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like other survival food companies, only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. No mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. We're back with Will Scharf. Will, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, I see it. I see a headline here. The FBI chief tells lawmakers don't panic as terror threat soars due to the border invasion. I mean, what could be more criminal? What could be more violating of the Constitution? The only thing I think government really should be doing is protecting the American people. And this guy's telling us don't panic because there are literally, the National Sheriff's Association just said, there are 2 million terrorists in the United States, they believe. 2 million. You know, we know there's millions of illegals. They believe 2 million terrorists. So we've got the sheriff saying it. We've got the FBI telling you not to panic. I mean, is that not a criminal act to allow millions to enter the United States, many of whom have come from prisons all around the world?
Yeah, look, the president has a take care obligation under the U.S. Constitution to ensure that the laws are enforced. I think here you clearly have a case where the president and his administration, the Biden administration, have made a decision that they do not want to enforce the law at the border. As you said, we're seeing a ton of terrorists come across the border. We're seeing a ton of military-aged men from China. We are living in dangerous, dangerous times, and Joe Biden bears a lot of the blame for that. This is a very, very serious issue that if we don't get it resolved, we're just not going to have a country left. But the terror threat is very real. The threat of foreign intelligence operations is very real. I don't know why the mainstream media isn't more up in arms about this other than the fact that they are just totally in the tank for Joe Biden and his cronies.
Right. And then, as I mentioned before we went to break, the threat of lawfare is real. How does anybody who isn't as rich as Donald Trump, if you're not a billionaire, if they decide to target you, no one can afford the legal fees. And then if you happen to win, if you happen to lose, no one can afford the appeal fees, the fee to appeal for President Trump. You know, they want you to set aside $500 million of property to appeal a verdict. All of that sounds like we're living in a witch hunt. We're living in Nazi Germany, Soviet Union, East German Stasi, some sort of dictatorship where if they aim their cannons at you, you can never survive the legal bills or what the court system will do to you.
Yeah, look, we're up against it in courtrooms all across America, whether it's the special counsel Jack Smith, deranged Jack Smith, as we call him, in Florida and D.C., whether it's these civil cases that you mentioned in New York, that's Letitia James, her insane supposed business fraud case that we now have a multi-$100 million judgment against us in, whether it's the E. Jean Carroll defamation case, state prosecutions in Georgia and New York. They decided that they were going to weaponize our entire system of justice and the courts against President Trump to prevent him from running effectively for president, to prevent him from taking back the White House. And what we're seeing here is one of the greatest travesties, probably the greatest travesty in American legal history. It's wildly unconstitutional. It's violative of core norms of the rule of law and our system of governance. It's absolutely outrageous. Fortunately, we're fighting back. We're starting to win cases. We're putting lead on target, and we're going to keep on doing that. But the fact that President Trump has been subjected to this campaign of lawfare against him should outrage all Americans, right and left, because of just how violative it is of our constitutional norms and the very republic that we all live within.
Very scary. We thank you for coming on, Will. We wish you well in your run for U.S. Attorney General. We wish you really well in all of your defense of President Trump. You've done a great job so far, and I hope you will continue to do so moving forward. And I hope we'll see you elected as Attorney General of the great state of Missouri. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
All right. Will Scharf, President Trump's personal attorney. We ran out of time. I was going to ask him about Fannie Willis and whether he thought she would be disqualified this week in her election interference case against Trump. I also wanted to ask him about Letitia James. The news out that the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, spent untold sums of money on trips and plane flights and food and restaurants. And, you know, here's the difference between President Trump and all these people after him. None of them know how to make money. None of them know how to create a job. None of them know how to start a business. None of them know how to run a business. They all want to be rich with taxpayer money. They want to steal your money. And unfortunately, you know, they don't have their own money or their own wits to do it. So they steal taxpayer money, and they're jealous of President Trump. RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We'll see you tomorrow. Back on the radio now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.